Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Michael. How may I help you?
Hey, I was calling to see can I get unemployment?
Right, so your social security number?
421-538-506.
You said 421-538-506.
Yes.
Your first name?
Zakira, Zakeria, Abbott,
You
Abbott.
said, you said Zake.
RIA.
And your last name?
Abbott, ABBOTT.
Your date of birth?
10/30/2001.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
High school.
Right. Can I get your mother's maiden name?
Huh?
Can I get your mother's maiden name?
Birch, BURCH.
Do you have a driver license?
Yes.
Can I get your license number and the state?
Okay, hold on a moment so I can find it. Okay, I have to turn my phone. Yeah, I'm good. Okay, it is 9844-368.
And the states?
Huh?
The states?
The
The
state,
states.
Alabama.
Would you like to receive your payments through direct deposits or the benefits card?
Direct deposit.
Check-ins or savings?
Checking.
Your routing number?
Zero 41-215-663.
And your account number?
1303. No, it's 1304-4465-2025. Could you repeat that one back to me?
130-344-652025. And the writing number
One
04. Oh.
three zero, it's 1304-4465-2025.
Writing number 0412156623. 041-215-663.
Yes.
Your mailing address?
1845 Collier, COLLIER Drive, 35228, Meadville, Alabama.
35228. And what was the city one more time?
Meadville. We can probably put Birmingham.
Birmingham. All right, so what about your phone number?
My phone number is 205-475-5730.
What about your email address?
babbott250@gmail.com.
At Gmail. Well, you said B-A-B-B-O-B-T?
No, V as in zebra.
Oh.
A as in apple. B as in ball. B as in ball. O, T as in toy. T, 250@gmail.com.
All right. Which of the following street addresses in Birmingham have you ever lived? 1625 Woodland Avenue Southwest, 2541 Fleetway Drive, 748 30th Place Southwest, 829 W.J. Pratt Street, or none of the above?
None.
Alright, so based on your background, in what city is 6588 D.P. Lago Cerrillo Avenue? Is it in Mobile, Mountain, Mountville, Pell City, or none of the above?
Oh no, none of the above.
Which of the following phone numbers have you ever been associated with? 205-601-4508, 205-601-5866, 205-601-6742, 205-601.
Okay, can you repeat the first question again?
I will not be able to go back, man. I'm sorry.
Well, it's okay. It's okay.
In which of the following counties have you ever lived or owned property? Calhoun, Alabama, Jefferson, Alabama, Marengo, Alabama, Marshall, Alabama. Alright, so which of the following licenses have you ever held? Anatomic Pathology, Associate License Counselor, Geriatrics, Pharmacy Technician, or none of the above?
What was the question again?
Which of the following licenses have you ever held? Professional licenses have you ever held?
Oh, none.
Alright. Did you file for unemployment at the state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked at the state within the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 no. months? Did you receive notification that you have CRA certification?
No.
What about the last day that you worked?
Huh?
The last day that you worked. The last day that you went to work.
December, I don't know. You can say the end of December.
All right. Are you able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself or own a business?
No.
Are you working on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you attending school or training?
I'm in school.
All right, so are you attending WRA, TAA, or any dislocated
No.
workers? What days and hours do you attend school?
So I attend school Monday through Thursday. You can put 8 to 9 because classes start from 8 and most likely end at 9.
Well, you said 8 to 9, like 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I have a class at 9 that ends at 9 p.m.
All right, 8 to 9 p.m. 8 a.m., right?
Yes.
All right, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. All right, so are you available for full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts?
Yes.
Have you applied or are you receiving a pension?
No.
Have you applied or are you receiving workers' compensation? How many miles can you travel to a job?
Five to 10.
And what is the lowest hourly wage that you can accept?
$15.
Is it $15? All right.
Yes.
Did you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a date to return to work?
No.
And what is the company name that you worked for last?
Dollar General.
Can you let me get your phone number ready?
Yes.
Thank you. Y'all seen by me? No, do you? All right, so do you have their number now?
205-475-5730.
475-57.
30.
All right, what about your first day working for them?
Huh?
Do you remember your first day working for Dollar General?
January. No. No. I think October. No.
October.
Yeah. September. You could put September 30th because it's like the end of October. I mean the end of September. It's the
And
beginning of October.
what city and so what about the city and the state that you worked in?
Confederate. Bessemer, Alabama.
Did you receive a vacation pay?
No.
A sick pay,
No.
holiday pay.
No. Well, yes.
How many hours did you receive on a holiday pay?
Yeah, probably 12 hours.
12 hours. And how much did you get paid per hour on holiday pay?
How much would be like on holiday? I think it would be like 18. How much college are you paying for? Like the 3,000? Yeah. Yeah, like an extra 200.
Wait, so you said, no, like for hourly wage. Like how much did you get hourly
Oh, for
wage?
hourly. Oh, so it didn't go like that. So when there was a holiday, they gave us like $200 if we worked the day before the
And
holiday.
what about the reason why you stopped working?
I got fired.
Can I get the reason why?
I think I had got too many points.
But you said you was fired because of a point.
Yes, too many points.
And what about the name and the title of the person who fired you?
The person who fired me, Bobby.
Bobby. What about Bobby's position?
She was my supervisor.
Supervisor. Alright, so did you commit the act your employer said you did?
No.
Did you receive any warnings?
Yes.
And what did you do? What did you do to try to resolve the problem?
So I had ended up talking to the head person, which was Kirk, and nothing ever happened. So that led up to her firing me.
You say you talked to the
Yes,
blah.
to the man that's over Dollar General down there. His name is Kirk. And nothing ever happened, which led up to her firing me.
All right. Do you want 10% of your weekly check to go to the income tax? Do you want 10% of your weekly check to go to the income tax?
No.
All right. Can you get something to write with?
Yes. I got them.
All right, so your PIN number will be 0601. 0601. All right, so it takes 2 to 3 weeks for this claim to be processed. You have to do a weekly certification every week. If you would like to file through the internet, the web address will be www.labor.alabama.gov. Or if you would like to file through the phone number will be 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made from Sunday, no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not Saturday. Make your first certification by next week. And also, if you have any question
Wait, you
about
said
your,
Sunday. You said Sunday when?
you can pick any day from Sunday to Friday. All right, if you have any question
You said
about your
after
claim,
5?
before 5.
Okay.
Right, so the number to call will be 800-361-4524. And lastly, your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted either by the telephone or a letter before a decision on your claim is made. So, do you have any question?
No.
All right, so thank you for calling. I hope you have a good day, ma'am.
You too.